Now we have reached the end of Information Desk, so we can go on to some news. This week in the evening news, we have found that news confined solely to Norwich is a bit thin on the ground, so we'll feature one or two items from outside the city. There's Old Buckingham Balloon Festival, major repairs for a landmark Norfolk church, a sight of the Northern Lights over the county, and yet more problems envisaged with the proposed Western Link Road to Norwich. A Norfolk event reached a new heights over this weekend, with 10,000 people in attendance and a jam-packed programme of activities. The Balloon Festival took place in Old Buckingham Country Park near Attleborough from Friday to Sunday. It was the fourth year of the event, and visitors have enjoyed watching hot air balloon flights and dazzling evening night glows, with some changes to the schedule due to weather conditions. There was lots to do on the ground, including dinosaur shows, live music, fun fair rides, bouncy castles and makers markets. The 2025 Balloon Festival dates will be announced soon.
It is one of Norfolk's finest round tower churches, and the future for this medieval marvel is looking much brighter after a £630,000 boost. St Peter's Church in Fawnsett, near Long Stratton, will undergo major repairs over the next 18 months after it was awarded vital money by the National Lottery Heritage Fund. It will mean the Grade 1 listed church, used as the logo of the Round Tower Churches Society, can be removed from Historic England's Heritage at Risk register. Thanks to the National Lottery players, St Peter's Church will soon be fully functional and a thriving hub for local groups, schools and the wider community. The churchyard will host a series of Four Seasons in a Country Churchyard conservation activities, a new heritage and nature trail, and the Rook over Fawnsett film, showing the rich history of the Fawnsetts, and the church will be made.
Fantastic photographs of the Northern Lights were captured in a rare sighting above Norfolk. The natural phenomenon, also known as the Aurora Borealis, is typically seen nearer to the Arctic Circle, in locations such as Norway and Iceland. Simon Luckman caught the Northern Lights, along with a Perseid meteor shower, at Caister-on-Sea during the early hours of yesterday morning. Aurora is caused by atoms and molecules in our atmosphere colliding with particles from the sun, according to the Royal Museum's Greenwich. The wavy patterns of light are caused by the lines of force in the Earth's magnetic field, and the different colours are made by different gases. The green is characteristic of oxygen, while the purple, blue or pink are caused by nitrogen.
Ancient woodland on the Norwich Western Link route has been given special status. Wildlife campaigners say Natural England's decision to add Northwood between Ringland and Western Longville to its inventory of ancient woodland adds to the argument of why the £274 million road should not be built. Norfolk County Council leaders, who have long said the road is needed to stop rat running and boost the economy, have said they are considering what the designation of the 2,500 square metre woodland means for the troubled project. Planning authorities are required to check the inventory to ensure planned developments avoid negatively impacting ancient woodland, defined as an area continuously wooded since the 1500s.
Towns and villages across Norfolk are to get electric vehicle charging points once council bosses have identified companies to install them. Norfolk County Council has been awarded £6.4 million from the government's Local Electric Vehicle Fund to provide public charge points across the county. While the council has yet to reveal where the charge points would be installed, they will focus on areas where people have no suitable charging facilities or at their homes. Norwich has already had some public chargers installed. The council awarded a contract to Blink Charging UK for charge points on 30 roads across the city. The first five on-street charging points went live in late May, and between then and the end of June, the council said they were each used an average of 10 times a week. Norfolk has one of the lowest proportions of electric vehicles and vehicle chargers in the UK.
A high school has earmarked £12 million for an expansion plan to help it cope with new homes in its surrounding area. Wyndham High Academy currently has 1,650 pupils across its main school and sixth form, but it is anticipating increasing demand in years to come, with the town and its surrounding areas expecting a rising number of new homes. Norfolk County Council is therefore working up plans to expand the school, enabling it to accept around 150 extra pupils at full capacity. The proposals will see the site enlarge into a 10-form entry school, welcoming 300 new pupils each year. The academy is currently a 9-form entry school with around 270 pupils in each cohort.
A scheme to convert a former primary school on the edge of the city into new homes has been approved after more than 2 years in the works. Norfolk County Council's own property company, Repton Property Developments, put forward a proposal to turn the former Trouse Primary School into 9 houses and apartments in May 2022. Those plans would see the school and its grounds refurbished into 7 1-3-bedroom maisonettes and 2 1-bedroom flats, as well as a car park. However, the scheme prompted objections, including from Trouse Parish Council, who claimed it could put a strain on already congested roads in the village and could be considered an overdevelopment. Efforts to push through the plan in late 2022 were further hampered because of concerns about nutrient pollution in the Broads and River Wensum. But, having worked on sufficient mitigation measures in the years since, the developers were finally able to have the project sign off and have been given the green light.
Now it's time for our second feature. Once again, we have an article from Mike Hicks of Stalham Gallery. This week, he tells us all about horse brasses. His article is read by Ian Robertson.